With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza could be getting near.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In the meantime, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that could force U.S. intervention. Also at SRNNews.com, a setback for conservatives in Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that officials can place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's election. The decision overturns the court's own ruling 2 years ago, which limited the use of drop boxes in the presidential swing state. The difference has to do with the makeup of the court. Conservatives controlled the state Supreme Court 2 years ago, but in April of last year, the court was flipped to Democratic control. Seeing an opening, Priorities USA, a progressive voter mobilization group, asked the court to revisit the decision a few months ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden using a highly anticipated TV interview to repeatedly reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up for serving another term. He tells ABC there are no indications of any serious condition. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapping up Gay Pride Month.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Supreme Court upholding the state's ban on sex change operations on youngsters, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their children. 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of last year. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect kids and noted other restrictions for minors on tattoos and alcohol. This is SRN News. Louisiana must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
Fast-moving forest fire in southern New Jersey, now 65% contained. The blaze in the Wharton State Forest reported earlier in the day. Officials say it has now burned about 4,000 acres. Crews were monitoring and improving containment lines. Cause of that fire, still under investigation. More details at SRNNews.com.